This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
An increasing number of Republican senators say they oppose holding an impeachment trial for former President Trump. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, said the upcoming trial of Trump is counterproductive, stupid, and harmful for the United States. Another President Biden executive order will take steps on Monday to harness the purchasing power of the United States government, the world's largest single buyer, to increase domestic manufacturing and create markets for new technologies. China overtook the United States as the world top manufacturer in 2010 and was responsible for 28% of global output in 2018, according to the United Nations data. The Biden administration has proposed a five-year extension of the treaty constraining the United States and Russian nuclear arsenals. The Biden team also wants the Russians to help with an investigation into the massive Russian-leaked cyber attack on several U.S. government departments and have demanded the release of Russian leading opposition figure Alexei Navalny. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's take a look where Washington, D.C. is at right now when it comes to COVID relief funds for hurting Americans. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Lawmakers are looking at passing another round of coronavirus relief, with Senator Bernie Sanders calling for passing a measure through the reconciliation process, meaning it would only need 50 votes to get out of the Senate. Senator Ben Cardin says the Senate knows the American people want them to work together to get further COVID relief done. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that whatever they do, it has to be done in a bipartisan manner.
We recognize that the American people want us to deal with these issues and to listen to each other. So, yes, I think what is critically important is that we respond quickly. The urgency is there. Families are really hurting. Businesses are hurting. State and local government need help. The vaccine distribution needs to be more effective than it's been. So there's areas that have to be done quickly, but we need to work quickly.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Super Bowl matchup for the 2020 season is now etched in stone. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers 31-26 to advance, representing the National Football Conference. The American Football Conference will be represented by the Kansas City Chiefs as they drop the Buffalo Bills 38-24. Both games were on Sunday.
You know, really when BA got here last year, you know, there was a lot of great things that were happening and a lot of great young players. And, you know, I just loved, you know, made the decision and, you know, love coming to work every day with this group of guys. And it worked really hard to get to this point. And it's a tough game. Had a few tough games in a row. And the next one will be really tough, too. But we know what we're playing for. And we got 2 weeks to prepare. It's going to be a great opponent.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady.
You know, for me, I don't think about what it means for me. I do think about what it means for everyone else. And it's an amazing achievement. For BA, I'm so happy for him. The staff he put together, Coach Bowles, what Byron's done, what Keith's done, and you know, the whole coaching staff's put us in a great position for us to go out there and do our jobs well. And you know, it's taken a lot of different people over the course of the season on offense, defense, special teams to come through.
The Super Bowl will be in Tampa Bay, Florida, on February 7th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The All-Star Game, a.k.a. the Pro Bowl in the National Football League, has been canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Do you get this from the FBI? Have you seen this, what they're doing? I mean, there's billboards that they have rented. The FBI is renting billboards around the country. You know, looking for information regarding the U.S. Capitol violence. And there's a place you can report tips, you know, a government website, and a 800 number you can call. I mean, what is all that about, that the FBI is doing this? I mean, is it suggesting, you know, another narrative? Is it implying something regarding this U.S. Capitol violence? You know, quite ironic. I mean, we didn't see that happen for the Black Lives Matter revolt that took place in D.C. But here, on January the 6th, we've got, you know, billboards by the FBI. Like, there is not enough video out there. I mean, they're arresting people and they're letting them go with impunity, I guess. I don't quite understand. But, you know, it's all... It's all part of the patina that has entered our culture, and we might look at today's college campuses as being the birthplace of this narrative that is on a feeding frenzy, and that is, you know, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller said, that is really feeding this narrative and causing us all to conform, to abandon critical thinking, and just go along to get along. Now, this can be quite dangerous. We've seen this in history. What that breeds. Well, Emma Michelle is with us. She's a spokesperson at Young Americans for Liberty. And we're going to talk about this and, you know, and what's going on the college campuses today. Emma, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you very much, Bill. I'm well.
Well, tell me, what do you read of, what's your read of the FBI putting out billboards all over, you know, in a sense implying, I think, and feeding into this general narrative that we're told what we're, how we're supposed to think about what happened during the Capitol riot.
Well, that's very chilling. And I think anytime the government gets into, you know, releasing propaganda and releasing statements on how we should feel, how we should think about anything, even something as crazy as the Capitol riot, I think that's really concerning, because the government's job is not to tell us what we should feel, what we should think, how we should view current events. Their job is supposed to be to protect our civil liberties and make sure that we have the right to actually make up our own opinions and not be punished for them. So that's right. That's quite concerning to me.
Yeah, I mean, why don't they do an investigation and tell us exactly what happened? I mean, there's words like insurrection being put out there, an impeachment of a president who's no more, that we're having to really stretch the Constitution and rewrite history to make a square peg fit into a round hole of convenience for them. Mm-hmm. You know, at a time when, you know, we seem, you know, there's a sense of urgency on some serious issues, like, oh, let's just say COVID for one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you took a survey and you said, what is the most important thing that we can deal with right now? It's COVID. The Democrats understood that. They said that early on.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they used it as such a ramrod against the Trump administration. They created all kinds of dissatisfaction to make the Trump administration look like they were so incompetent in dealing with the pandemic. And as we know, according to the Media Research Center, the narrative and the publication, you talk about propaganda, I mean, they purposely fed us 9 negative reports on COVID as opposed to one good one when it came to Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you even look at how these states are starting to roll back the restaurant restrictions, like Michigan and some other states are starting to consider that. Lori Lightfoot over in Chicago. It shows that it was never actually about, you know, keeping people safe. It was about playing into this big government narrative and making sure that people were, you know, being docile and being controlled and submissive to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, my prediction has been the whole time that these things were going to start to go away if Biden took office. And that's exactly what we've seen. It's like, hey, everyone, Trump's gone. We can't blame him anymore. Look, COVID is not so bad, and now
Right. Now
there's the vaccine coming out, and now it's all going to be okay. And, you know, we hear Biden say things like, oh, it's going to be a dark winter. But then you see these state leaders and these Democrats who all flew in for his inauguration yet don't want people gathering together for Thanksgiving. It shows the hypocrisy, and it shows how little the government cares about telling us the truth. It's just like the mask situation. You know, in the beginning it was, oh, don't go buy masks. They don't do anything. And then a month later, you couldn't go anywhere or board a plane without one. And
right.
I just think the fact that people still trust the government after all of this is like, come on, guys. They've
right.
never been honest with us.
Yeah. And then you have the president, of course, 1 minute signing into law that if you're in any federal building, federal property whatsoever, you shall wear a mask. And then within an hour, you have the president himself, you know, on federal property, not wearing a mask. I mean, again, you know, so what is that saying? You know, it's the same thing. And it seems to be a disease of the Democrats, whether we're talking Lori Lightfoot and, you know, Governor Whitmer, Cuomo, you know, all Democrats. It just seems to be part of their DNA that you shall do, Emma, you shall do what I say, not as I do.
Oh, yeah, it's freedom for me, but not for thee. That's
yes.
That's their whole MO. And they want to be able to do whatever they want, and Gavin Newsom's off enjoying his nice birthday dinner. Good for him. He should be able to do that, but so should everyone else in his state.
Exactly.
And the fact that there's anyone left that trusts what the government tells them is just pretty ironic to me. I think a lot of that comes from the conditioning that these students get on college campuses to, you know, not question authority, which is funny because that used to be what young people would do. Young people would try to shake things up and protest for free speech and question authority, and now they all just want people to tell them what to do and what to think. It's sad, and I think if we can get our young people back to critical thinking, like you mentioned
exactly.
in the intro here,
mm-hmm.
back to thinking about, hey, how do these statements that I'm seeing from the government actually shake out? Like, what are they on their merits? I think if we saw more of that, you know, style of thinking and that approach to government control, we'd be in a much better place. And that's sort of what we try to do at Young Americans for Liberty. Get these young people feeling rebellious again and critical thinking again.
Exactly.
And that's where I think we're going to see an actual solution to this. But it's going to be a long road.
Well, here, and I think that it's in their nature to do this. It's squashed right now, and there is a conforming agency, as one of our earlier guests had alluded to, well, actually directly, you know, stated it, that, you know, you got to fit in, you know, and,
yeah.
you know, the cancel culture, if you don't fit in, you're going to pay a price. The cancel culture is going to come all over you, but, it requires courage. And, this is a natural quality of young people. It has been. And the fact that for a season, they have found themselves being more, you know, more like conformers instead of life changers is a bit surprising, but I believe it's in their endemic makeup you know, to return to this. And Emma, I cannot thank you enough and all that you're doing in your organization to tell these young people it's okay to think again. In fact, I'm telling you, the older generation is saying, we need you. We need you to think again.
Yeah.
We need you to be that lightning rod against those conforming pressures that are coming upon us that we're all feeling from the mainstream media and big tech, right?
Oh, yeah. You got it. We got to get people thinking again. That's the first step.
Well, the revolution is here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's nothing more than just exercising your God-given and constitutional right. We've got more from Emma Michel on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Russian independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us. We're committed to that, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Emma Michelle is with us. She serves as a spokesperson at Young Americans for Liberty. Young Americans for Liberty is the most active and effective pro-liberty youth organization advancing liberty on campus and in American electoral politics. Emma, the kids on the college campuses today, so much pressure from these liberal professors by and large. And, of course, you know, over the summer, last summer, we were reading more and more about the influence of the Confucius Institute, which is driving a communist narrative in protection for the communist Chinese. What other forces and pressures are the young kids on today's college campuses dealing with?
Yeah, I think a big thing that affects these college students' worldview as they come out of school and they enter the world and they start voting and being involved and, you know, skew really, really towards Marxism is there's this omission when they're in school where, you know, these things like Mao's Chinese regime that, you know, tried communism and killed millions of people, or Stalin and all of these big government experiments that have been tried throughout history. 100 million people have died under socialist regimes. Mm-hmm. They just don't know that, and they have not been told about that. And young people, you know, to their credit, they'd like to do things that seem caring and that seem generous and compassionate toward other people. I think that's a good trait that young people tend to have. Mm-hmm. But because they have not been told the cruelties and the tragedies that come with socialism and with big government control, they're falling for it again. And I can't blame them 100% just for being bad people who just want to, you know, embrace these terrible ideologies. I blame the people that are educating them and that they're trusting as authority and who are not actually telling them the truth on these things. So I think we have a real chance when we, you know, we talk about the kind of treatment that people get under these regimes. And you look at people like, you know, the Uyghur Muslims who are, yes, are being rounded up and sent to concentration camps. That is the polar opposite of compassion and of, you know, looking out for your fellow man. It's the opposite of social justice. And when you look at how, you know, minorities have been treated under these, you know, big government regimes, that's the opposite of social justice. It's cruelty. And, you know, I can't blame these young people for not knowing this because they're never taught it. So I think this ending the omission of, you know, the inconvenient truths about socialism is going to be the first step. But, you know, colleges are not going to do that voluntarily because half the people on faculty, you know, have been in academia their whole life. And it's this petri dish for this super left wing, you know, frame of mind. Mm-hmm. And that's why we go on campuses. We get students talking about these things. We get them reading, you know, Atlas Shrugged, and we get them reading books that get them thinking about these things in a different way. And right, sort of presenting these facts that they typically are not exposed to. And we're trying to pick up the slack there, but it is definitely an uphill battle because these colleges right, will fight you once you start talking about that stuff.
Well, the cancel culture cannot debate the other side. They can't even debate their position. It's emotional. Uh-huh. It's, you know, it can't handle the facts. This is why it's easier to be canceled or to cancel, because in that way, you know, their feelings aren't hurt. They continue to go on. But the fact of the matter is that though, you know, you can point to liberal professors that are very well known, they're established, they're tenured and that sort of thing, and the disservice that they are doing to their students is monumental. It's epic. Mm-hmm. And one day these kids are going to wake up and go, they lied to us. They absolutely lied to us, and they're going to find themselves just like the citizens of Germany who had to wake up and realize what they allowed in allowing Hitler and Nazi Germany to take over. And all there was a 90-10 ratio. 90% were fair-minded people just wanting to survive and get along to go along and conform to the powers that be. And roughly 10% were Nazis. These were the radical people. These were the people that were killing their neighbors and relatives and doing the Holocaust that took place. And speaking of a Holocaust, I thought it was significant that Secretary of State Mike Pence and the Trump administration in the last days before Trump left office, that they indicted the Chinese and declared to the national community, the international community, that they were in effect doing genocide on the Uyghurs.
Oh, yeah, that's that's something that does not get talked about very much, especially by the media, because it's very inconvenient when you have this, you know, big government overseas regime that's treating people unfairly. It sort of starts to undermine this argument that, you know, we should trust the people in control and we should trust our government to make good decisions for us and to treat people fairly. Mm-hmm. You know, if people were angels and if everyone was kind hearted and had no ulterior motives and no cruelty, maybe that would work. But I tend to view people as, you know, fallen. And I think power corrupts people pretty quickly.
Without a doubt.
You know, if I'm going to back a candidate, I'm going to back the candidate that's trying to take away their own powers as a politician and as a leader. So you know, I think it's good that people are starting to talk about, you know, what China is doing to its own people. And these Hong Kong protesters, God bless them. Like they are really doing some amazing work out there trying to expose what's going on and putting their lives on the line for it. But I just think the fact that students are not really told these types of things, they're not exposed to different ideas. It's completely one-sided. I'm not even looking for students to only get a conservative or a liberty-oriented point of view. I just want them to hear a range of viewpoints, and I think that would actually strengthen their critical thinking skills. And ultimately, also, you know, if these students do come out and they're liberals, they're going to be better liberals because they won't have only been exposed to one point of view. It's like when you see these videos of people interviewing college students, it's like these arguments that they have are so frail. And I think part of that is just because their critical thinking skills are never engaged. And that is doing everyone a disservice, not just conservatives, not just libertarians, not just the liberals. It's everyone. It's when we have that free exchange of ideas, you're going to have a better, more well-rounded perspective on what your opinions are and what you believe about the world.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with liberals. Be a good liberal. Be an educated, a knowledgeable liberal. Know what you stand for. Don't just follow the party line. I just wrote a commentary, and, you know, who told you to hate Trump? And when you know, you think of the arguments, I mean, you know, well, he lies. And, you know, all this stuff that comes straight from the mouthpiece of the mainstream media that had an agenda that they were advancing all along. Well, you know, and then when you put up the facts against an opinion, and especially, you know, if somebody's ideologically fixed, there's not much you can do. You know, Jordan Peterson says you can be so ideologically fixed you render yourself stupid. And I think that's one of the greatest insults that anybody on a college campus would want to be recognized as being stupid. And there's something about stupidity. It's self-inflicted. Because you choose not to know the alternate viewpoints. You choose not to engage. But I need you. The fact of the matter is, if you're going to be a liberal, be the best liberal. I need you to be the best liberal so that we can advance the cause together, right?
Yeah. It takes a well-informed electorate. It takes well-informed young people, old people, all across the board. And I think because, you know, we've become so divided, and I really do blame the media for most of that over the last 4 years, especially. But it was happening long before Trump. You know, people have, you know, been put into these silos where they're not interacting with each other because they don't even see each other as human beings. Mm-hmm. We need that civil discourse. And I think that's what's been missing from our republic. And I think that's what's going to save our republic. If we can get back to a place where, you know, you're talking about being a good liberal, being a good conservative, you know, treating your fellow people with dignity, but also, you know, shaking out their arguments for all they're worth. Mm-hmm. If we can get back to a point where it's the ideas and it's the policies that are important and not just, you know, the people spouting them off at the top on either side, that's going to actually help us improve this country and get back to a place where we're talking about, you know, the policies and the programs that are going to make the American people's lives better for regular people, not just for D.C., not just for the elite, but for everybody. And we need to be talking about the issues to make that happen. And right now I don't see that.
Well, I would agree that the establishment media has served, has misserved the American people, especially the young people. But I would also say the political system itself has us at each other's throats. It's us against them. It's not about first principles. It's no longer about America, the red, white, and blue, the things that we can all agree on, the first principles. Those have been abandoned. Emma Michelle serves as the spokesperson at Young Americans for Liberty. Emma, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An increasing number of Republican senators say they oppose holding an impeachment trial for former President Trump. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, said the upcoming trial of Trump is counterproductive, stupid, and harmful for the United States. Another President Biden executive order will take steps on Monday to harness the purchasing power of the United States government, the world's largest single buyer, to increase domestic manufacturing and create markets for new technologies. China overtook the United States as the world top manufacturer in 2010 and was responsible for 28% of global output in 2018, according to the United Nations data. The Biden administration has proposed a 5-year extension of the treaty constraining the United States and Russian nuclear arsenals. The Biden team also wants the Russians to help with an investigation into the massive Russian-leaked cyber attack on several U.S. government departments and have demand the release of Russian leading opposition figure Alexei Navalny. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, including, past podcasts of all our guests, these great experts that we have, that you're welcome to listen at your own convenience. No charge. It's our gift to you. And by all means, share it with all your friends and neighbors. You know, going into this election, there were many of us who believed, as we still do, that God is sovereign, that whoever God had chosen to be president, to be the 46th president, that it was by his hand, regardless of how it came about, and that it was going to serve the faithful's purposes ultimately, because God is good and merciful, and he has great plans for us, and he is in charge. And some wanted to freak out because they think in terms of the temporal, the things of this world that we know are rusting away. Well, our next guest, Steve Wahlberg, is a Bible prophecy expert, and he says a Biden presidency is ominous in light of the book of Revelations end time predictions. Steve, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yes, thank you, Bill. Great to be your guest, and I certainly agree with you that God is in charge no matter what we see around us.
Right. The challenge that we have right now, and I did a prophecy conference, I don't know, probably about 12 years ago, and it was titled Sync Up. It was time for us, like the brothers Issachar, who were students of time, and they were constantly syncing up. What is God doing? What is the environment telling us about these pending events? And I know that this is what you do, and I believe this is the opportunity for God's chosen to sync up with his purposes, because his will be done. And we need to moment by moment, and that's even more so than daily, but moment by moment, be in alignment with God's ultimate plan. Isn't that what's expected of us? Or what God invites us to do, I guess.
Right, yeah, there's no question about it. In a world that's full of fake news, I'm very grateful that the Bible can be trusted, mm-hmm. and that we can trust the word of the Lord. I think of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, when it think about what's coming, and it talks about not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And then it says, do this more and more as you see the day approaching. Mm-hmm. And so my book, Approaching Armageddon, looks at what's going on in this world and looks at the signs of the times, and then looks at the bigger picture, that the big day is approaching when Jesus will return and he's going to get rid of sin. Mm-hmm. And there'll be ultimately a new heaven and a new earth where there'll be no more sickness, pain, suffering, sorrow, or death, for the former things have passed away. So in the midst of all the discouraging things that we see around us, we can have hope that God's kingdom will come and Jesus will win, and that sin will be gone, and that mm-hmm. love will reign forever
right.
if we
mm-hmm.
choose to be part of that.
Exactly. Amen. Well, and here we are. I mean, dealing with a pandemic, dealing with cultural issues that have totally gone off the reservation, that without Jesus in the middle of it, how do we deal with the confusion over our gender, marriages, I mean, you can just go down a long list, not to mention a nation that says that we're interested in life. They want to say that a certain people group, that their lives matter, but yet it's their children that are being exterminated at numbers that are unconscionable, that even God would say, how did you come up with that idea? I would never even think of that.
Yeah, I hear you completely. We're right on the same page. And I think Bill, the answer to the confusion and the moral decline and all the things we see around us is to anchor ourselves in God's book, mm-hmm. that his word, Jesus said in Matthew 24, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. My favorite book in the Bible is the book of Revelation. I've written many books about that book, and I actually just did a seminar on Revelation chapter 17, and in verse 17, it talks about when the words of God shall be fulfilled. So for me, the anchor is the words of God. It's the words of Jesus that help us to make sense of what's going on and give us hope for the future, and we all need that.
But will you find out too late? You know, that God meant what he said, and that his words will be fulfilled. I mean, you know, as a Bible prophecy expert, about two-thirds of that which has been prophesied has been fulfilled by God. And you got to imagine, if he's batting 1,000% there, what are the chances for the remaining third to be fulfilled at 1,000%?
Yeah, exactly. My book, Approaching Armageddon, it's interesting. You should say third, because the first third of the book builds confidence in the Bible based on the fact that prophecies have been fulfilled in the past, like the prediction about Jesus being born in Bethlehem. It was given by Micah 700 years before he was born, and bingo, he was born right on time. And scripture by scripture by scripture, he would be betrayed by a friend for 30 pieces of silver. He would be crucified between the transgressors. He'd be buried in a rich man's tomb. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Mm-hmm. He would go into Jerusalem on a donkey, and all those scriptures were fulfilled perfectly. And then the second third of the book deals with what's happening in the world right now, how we can mm-hmm. see end-time prophecies being fulfilled all around us. And then the final third deals with the final battle of Armageddon between good and evil, and how God will win, and he'll get rid of sin, he'll crush the forces of Satan, and there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. And people need that anchor today, because we live in an age of evolution, skepticism, all kinds of different philosophies, and people have just lost confidence in the Bible. But it's really the only book that we can fully trust in these days.
You know, you said something very important a moment ago, and that is that it happened at the exact time, as God said it would, including, and it's and there's been scholars that have just done an incredible exercise and revelation, even at that very moment, that Jesus was to come riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. I mean, and if that doesn't blow you away, I don't know what else. And otherwise, you're just like the rest of the Jews to say, hey, give us a sign. And, right. and you know, and as Jesus, you know, a sense, you kind of have this sense that when they asked Jesus for a sign, he just wanted to laugh. I mean, and almost just, you know, couldn't believe the arrogance of these people. It's like they're surrounded by signs. Hey, just give us a sign and we'll believe you.
That's right. And he knew that he had given them so many signs. And even if he did, they still wouldn't believe.
Exactly.
So a person has to have a heart that is open and a mind that is willing to understand what God says. And we need humility, because pride and humility is the big battle within all of us. And unless we have a humble mind and a willingness to look outside of ourselves for an authoritative revelation that we can trust, you know, we're going to end up in darkness if we're not willing to do that.
It's countercultural right now, Steve, you know. I mean, look at our environment. Look at how the people are conforming and the things that they're willing to either believe or set aside and just accept. I mean, we're really in dangerous ground here right now. As you say, there's where is the humility? Where is the seeking? Although we were told that there will be a time when there will be so much knowledge abounding, but the attainment of knowledge would be nil.
That's right. Well, knowledge, I mean, there's Satan has lots of knowledge too, but he has no wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the knowledge of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you look around, yesterday I was in airports most of the day traveling from Virginia back to Idaho where I live. Mm-hmm. And just
best baked potatoes there, by the way, Idaho.
Yeah,
best baked potatoes.
The they are.
Okay.
That's great. I'm in the north part near the Canadian border. And
oh, okay.
Not
right.
as many potatoes here, but
okay.
The whole state's beautiful. And,
yes.
And anyway, it just didn't feel like the America that I grew up in. You know, everybody was wearing masks, and the flight attendants were telling you, put it up above your nose if it's down below your nose. And that they told me that numerous times. And I just look around, and I'm thinking, you know, this is not the America that I grew up in. Prophecies are being fulfilled around us, and people just don't see it.
Well, and that's where your book is such an encouragement, is that we can see, for those of us who have eyes to see and who are still seeking for the truth, we can see how this is playing out. And even with the election of Joe Biden, as I shared with my friends, because of their globalist commitment, it's like, hey, that's right there in the book of Revelations. We're just taking a step closer. We've got more coming up.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
To Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Glory to God. Madam Speaker, I rise today to oppose this impeachment and denounce the recent violence on the Capitol. Just as I oppose the previous impeachment and the violence we've all witnessed all summer long across our great country. Make no mistake here, the hypocrisy of the left is on full display. Quote, go to the Hill, get in the face of some Congress people. We've got to fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets.
That's the Congresswoman Robert from Colorado, you know, just laying it out as it is. Like, this is the culture we live in. I mean, we're not surprising anybody, and certainly not God, and we understood this. There would be a time, we were warned in the book of Isaiah, woe, you know, and I don't know about you, but, you know, woe in the Bible, I mean, three letters, you know, woe, but very powerful. I mean, it comes screaming out of Scripture to really grab, you know, our attention. Woe on those days, that there will be those days when good is evil and evil is good. And this all points to the road of the chapters of Revelation that lead us to the end times, because this is what becomes of the condition of not just America, but the world.
That's exactly right. And speaking of the book of Revelation, I'd like to just spend just a short time focusing on one verse, which is Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. A lot of people kind of debate whether America specifically has a role in prophecy. Mm-hmm. And let me just read this text. Revelation 13, verse 11. John said, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. Now, I've done a lot of study in Daniel and Revelation, and based on Daniel 7, beasts represent nations, mighty nations. So here's a nation coming up. The Greek word for coming up is growing gradually like a plant. It comes out of the earth, which is in contrast to the sea, where prophecy talks about the water representing multitudes of people, whereas the earth is more of a sparsely populated territory. So here's a nation coming up like a plant out of a sparsely populated territory. He has two horns representing a division of power. Those two horns are like a lamb. In other words, this nation would have Christian features. And Jesus said in Matthew 22:21, give to Caesar the things that belong to Caesar, and to God the things that belong to God. And in doing that, Jesus separated the proper role of government from the things of religion. And the First Amendment of the Constitution says Congress shall not make a law to establish religion or to prohibit the free exercise thereof or to prohibit freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and the right of the people to peaceably assemble. And then this text says eventually this nation will speak like a dragon. And I've written another book called The United States in Bible Prophecy, and I'm convinced that we are right there, and that what's happening right now with the decline of freedom and the move toward tyranny and the move toward going against our Constitution, that biblical prophecy in Revelation 13:11 is in full display right in front of our eyes.
Well, it's interesting for you, and that's what caught my eye particularly, because I can tell you at prophecy conferences that I have organized or attended, that is the number one question. Where is America in Bible prophecy? And you're pointing out, based on your research and your understanding, it's right there in Revelation 13:11.
Exactly. Like I said, Revelation 13 clearly links to Daniel 7, where there's a lion that Daniel saw in his dream, a bear, a leopard, and a dragon. And the angel in verse 23 said, the fourth beast is the fourth kingdom upon the earth. So beasts represent kingdoms. And this links us right to Revelation 13:11. There's another beast, another kingdom, another mighty nation rising up down near the end times, having a separation of power, having the principles of freedom that go back to the Lamb, Jesus Christ, Christian features. But eventually those freedoms break down, and it speaks like a dragon in the closing moments of time. And I'm just convinced we are right there, bingo, 13:11, and that we can see it all around us with the lockdowns and the going against, you know, the big tech companies clamping down on freedom of speech. And we're losing our right to for freedom of religion, for the churches to peaceably assemble. Churches have been closed all over the country. And it's happening right in front of our eyes.
Well, my good friend, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, said that he is convinced the church today is in one of two categories. It's either a conforming church or a believing church, which is what you're saying and said earlier. And that is, we've got the separation of, the chaff and weeds here.
That's right. We have two groups developing until the final harvest. And really, this text talks about two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. If you look at this on a personal basis, everybody is struggling between the lamb on the one side, who is Jesus, and then the dragon on the other side, who ultimately represents Satan. And we're all in this battle, and we have to choose whose side are we going to be on.
Exactly.
And then prophecy looks at the big picture, talks about the rise and fall of nations and where this world is ultimately heading. But the good news is that the Lamb of God, who Revelation also calls the King, he's the Lamb King, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he's going to come at the very end, and he's going to get rid of all the forces of the dragon and create a kingdom of love for those that choose to be part of it. So that's where we have the hope, and we got to have hope in the midst of all this darkness.
Yeah, because God says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. I mean, when you think that God would take a moment to be real clear about the plans that he has for his creation and for what purpose, you know, that we would have a hope and future.
That's right.
And, you know, that we can have that confidence. Again, going back to God's batting average of 1,000%, why would he fall short on any of his promises, especially something like this?
That's right. His promises are as sure as the ground that we walk on, even more sure. I mean, the ground we walk on, we can be in the middle of an earthquake. The ground isn't really that sure these days. But the word of God is sure. And as I mentioned, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
Exactly.
And that's our anchor. That's what we need.
So, Steve, my takeaway, if I'm hearing you correctly, from this verse of 13:11 in the book of Revelations regarding America, then there will be a season where the voice of America will be dragon-like.
Exactly.
And which will be disturbing. I mean, we're talking, like chalk hitting, you know, the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It will be screeching in the ears of the faithful, right?
Exactly. The principles of the Lamb and freedom, which are embedded in our Constitution, will eventually break down, and the dragon voice will speak in the final days. But then we turn the chapter to the other chapters in chapter 19, where Jesus returns. He's described in imagery on a white horse to do battle against the forces of evil, and he will put them down, and he will win. And then chapter 21 says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. So I love this country. I've been an American citizen all my life. I'm almost 62. I appreciate the freedoms that we still do have. But as I look at what's happening around us and look at Revelation 13 and 11, it doesn't, you know, ultimately discourage me, because I know it's predicted in the book, and I know that Jesus is going to win as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that's what gives me hope.
Why were we blessed with these freedoms, Steve? I mean, America, you know, as you say, came out of nowhere. We're grateful, you know, for the early pioneers and our earlier founders. You know, we talk about our founders, but we go up, you know, 100 and some years to really you think about them. But it was the pilgrims. It was their, you know, their prayer to God. You know, Lord, just give us a place where we could worship you freely. And in that fulfillment of that covenant promise and that relationship with the pilgrims, you know, God gave them wisdom and liberty on top of that. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, what a blessing, you know, for us to, in this 21st century, not to cast it aside, but to apprehend it and hold on to it even more so, you know, while we still can.
That's right. We're the only nation in the Bible. There's the Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome. We're the only nation that is described in prophecies as having principles like a lamb. And I believe God raised this nation up, gave us these lamb-like principles of freedom that are in the Constitution, so that America could be a free base for Christianity to go out and spread around the world. And
exactly.
It's been a wonderful blessing for over 200 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we can see the writing on the wall, but let's not get discouraged, because we know what happens at the end of the book.
Exactly. Yes, the final chapter of Revelations will be fulfilled, no doubt. And it's interesting that this would come up, because over the weekend I had this conversation about, you know, about America's, you know, final stand and what was, you know, what was to happen. So this is all consistent with, you know, what you and I are talking about this morning, is what we were sharing over the weekend, you know, in discovering and, you know, again, having this ongoing conversation about where are we in relationship to the book of Revelations. Because, as I said before in prophecy conferences, once Israel became a nation, it's as if the hour hand in God's prophetic clock has been set. And what we are now living through are minutes and seconds to that final chapter. Is that fair?
Yeah, there's no question we're in that the clock is ticking toward the final countdown. I know we're almost out of time, but I've got a new book that just came out called The Bloody Woman and the Seven-Headed Beast that goes into Revelation 17. Mm-hmm. Maybe sometime we can discuss that.
By all means, get me a copy. Get me a copy of that. We need to keep this conversation going, Steve Wolberg. Thank you. I mean, you are a gift. You really are a gift to the body of Christ, how God has blessed you and your faithfulness to, you know, to pursue your giftings and talents that God has given you. Steve Wolberg is the speaker, director of White Horse Media, author of 30-plus books, featured in 3 History Channel documentaries, and now you know why. Steve, thank you so much for blessing us. Appreciate it. You take
care.
God bless.
Appreciate it, too. God bless you.
All right.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
No other news.